Well, National is calling for more urgency when it comes to supporting businesses affected by COVID-19, describing the government's attempts so far as startlingly flat-footed. Paul Goldsmith is National's finance spokesperson. He joins us now. Morena.
Morena.
What would you do immediately then that the government isn't doing?
Look, the key thing is to move more quickly with some business continuity package, such as we had with the earthquakes in Canterbury and Kaikoura. Look, we've been talking about this for a number of weeks now, and it's something that we all expected the government would be moving on this week, and it's just a bit disappointing that the announcement was that they're still thinking about it.
The difficulty must be, though, surely, in terms of targeting and which businesses it applies to. You've got self-contractors, subcontractors, tradies, all these sorts of things. You can imagine it would be difficult, though.
Yeah, look, these things aren't easy, but that's what we have the officials for and to be working their way through. The reality is that you don't want to be doing these things at all, but what we're dealing with is extraordinary circumstances, and the government's moved very quickly to make it easy for people to get onto benefits immediately. It's far better to keep people in jobs, assuming that this is going to be a short-term issue. And so that's why this business continuity package would be effective if it happened quickly. And the worry is, of course, that these events are rapidly changing and businesses are starting to feel that real pressure now. And that's why we need some quick reaction from the government.
Okay, ANZ said yesterday a couple of things. Firstly, that the government should not push ahead with the minimum wage increase. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. What's your view on that immediate increase in April? Should that be shelved?
Well, look, I mean, I think the government is still in the mindset of adding costs to business rather than being more flexible and reactive. Look, my leader, Simon Bridges, will probably have something to say about that later today. We've got a lot of pressures on businesses now, and that's one important factor that we need to be considering.
Surely, though, it's extra money in pockets for people to spend, keeps demand going.
Yeah, we want to keep businesses afloat as well. And there are a number of businesses under real pressure right now. And so, look, there's two things. There's a short term that we need to work our way through. And we would have wanted to see the government delivering a business continuity package this week rather than next week or the week after. And then there's a longer term issue as well. We keep on hearing Grant Robertson saying the economy had strong momentum going into this crisis. But that's clearly not the case. Actually, growth had slowed dramatically last year, and that's because the long-term economic factors that they haven't been
focused on. Okay, I need to ask you about those longer-term issues, the fiscal responsibility rules, the debt. ANZ also said yesterday the government should shelve that, be prepared to borrow $60 billion, push the debt out to 40% of GDP. Are you willing to accept that? We need to put politics aside here and accept that these rules that we've had need to go in this situation.
Oh, well, look, I mean, even the labour responsibility rules talked about in normal conditions, and it doesn't seem like we're entering normal conditions. It's too early to say that we're there yet. There are really disturbing signs internationally at the moment. And so, if the worst happens, then obviously some sort of stimulus is required. The size and the nature of it is something that we have to work through over the next few months. Let's wait and see. But what we can do now is focus on trying to reduce costs for business. That's why yesterday we were talking about regulatory reform and regulatory reduction. Deal with those medium-term issues, and also the government needs to get cracking on it.
Paul Goldsmith, we have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Sorry for cutting you off. Paul Goldsmith, National's finance spokesperson.